Hawaii is home to a variety of unique species, including many endemic birds. Birds that are found nowhere else in the world besides these islands. One such bird is the i'iwi, a brilliant red bird with a deeply curved beak. One of the 17 species of honeycreepers that can be seen on these islands. Hello and welcome to the World of Birds podcast, a podcast celebrating the incredible diversity found in the bird world, including their unique behaviors, adaptations, and everything in between, to inspire action to help protect and conserve these amazing group of species. The i'iwi belongs to the family Fringillidae. This family contains 235 species, including finches, grosbeaks, euphonias, redpolls, crossbills, and many others. One of their closest living relatives is the apapane, both of which belong to the subfamily Carduelinae, which also contains the American goldfinch. Like others in their family, they have an undulating flight pattern, with a few quick wing beats upward, and then they drop down with closed wings, repeated over and over till they get to their next perch. The i'iwi's scientific name is Drepanis coccinea. This small songbird is mostly a brilliant vermilion with contrasting black wings and tail. Their wings also have a white patch on their inner secondaries. Their orange bill is long and downward curved, and their long, seemingly oversized legs are also orange. Their dark brown eyes are ringed by a faint yellow ring. Measuring in at about 15 centimeters long, and weighing in at about 16 to 20 grams, which is about the same as 4 nickels, for comparison. Like most songbirds, the males are slightly larger than the females. As this species' main diet is nectar, they have a tubular tongue with a brushy tip. During the breeding season, they stay in pairs. Other times of the year, they can be seen in small flocks of 2 to 9 individuals. Their preferred habitat tends to be wet forests above 1,500 meters in elevation. They can be found mostly on the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Kauai, and, to a lesser extent, Oahu and Molokai, which are believed to have only about 50 individuals left, and unfortunately they are extinct on the islands of Lanai. Like other honeycreepers, they are a nectar specialist. Their long downward curved beak is especially adapted to reach the nectar in tubular flowers, such as mints, lobelias, and the ohia tree. They are a very active forager, going quickly from flower to flower, sometimes hanging upside down to access them, often visiting a dozen different flowers in a few minutes' time. To obtain nectar, they will sometimes pierce a flower at its base to get at the nectar. Also included in their diet is a variety of spiders and insects, including butterflies, moths, hoppers, lacewings, flies, bees, and wasps. Throughout the year, they will typically travel up and down the mountains, following the blooming flowers, especially those of their favorite, the ohia tree. They can be fiercely territorial of their territory and defend their flowering trees and plants fiercely from other birds. As a nectarivore, they are also an important pollinator for many plant species. Their vocalizations include their song, calls, and a non-vocal soft whirring sound that is produced by their primaries in flight. Calls can be loud and squeaky, more like a clear whistle, or flute-like. Their song is often referenced to be similar to the sounds of balloons rubbing together, or a squeaky door hinge. Both males and females will sing throughout the year, but it is more common in October through December, which marks the beginning of their breeding season. The i'iwi are monogamous and typically breed from February to June. The nest is built by both the male and female, using materials such as ferns, lichens, plant fibers, and twigs, and all that will be formed into a cup-shaped nest that is about 9.5 centimeters across and 7.4 centimeters deep. These nests are usually constructed high up in trees in a terminal branch. Inside this nest, usually 2 2-centimeter long oval eggs, which are whitish with dark brown speckles, spots, or blotches on them, will be laid, which will then hatch in about 14 days. The EEV is altricial, hatching with its eyes closed, orange-pink skin with a dirty white or gray down, and a straight bill. After about 6 days, though, their bill will start to curve. And after 21 to 24 days from the hatching, they will officially fledge the nest. The young EEV at this point do not look quite like their parents. Juveniles are more mottled, with plumage being a dull yellowish brown with black spots and a brown bill. They will start to be independent of their parents at about 4 months old. While the EEV was once the most common forest bird found in Hawaii, they are now classified as vulnerable. One of the many threats facing the species, along with many forest birds on Hawaii, is from an unexpected pest, the mosquito. These mosquitoes carry bacteria and viruses that these native Hawaiian species have never been exposed to and have no immunity to. These ailments can include avian pox and malaria. Studies have shown that approximately 90% of the birds bitten by a mosquito carrying malaria will die from the disease. Generally, these mosquitoes can only live in particular temperatures, preventing them from moving up the mountains and predominantly stayed in lowland areas. Unfortunately, due to climate change, temperatures higher up in altitude are getting warmer, allowing these insects to climb higher and higher up the mountains, putting more and more birds at risk. The individuals that stay higher up in the mountains are, for at least the time being, safe from this disease. But if they go lower, which they often do as they follow where the flowers are blooming, they enter areas where mosquitoes can be, and then become at risk of contracting this deadly disease. Habitat loss is also a threat that these birds are unfortunately very familiar with. Loss from human developments and agriculture, and on top of that, loss from forests being overgrazed by feral pigs, sheep, and goats. It is estimated that they have lost approximately 52% of their former habitat in Hawaii and 85% on Oahu. On top of these two major factors, these native forest birds are also facing threats from introduced mammals, such as cats, rats, and mongoose. These predators aren't only just a threat to the adults, but also will raid nests of eggs and chicks. There is hope, though. Several organizations are teaming up and advocating for solutions to these threats facing Hawaii's native wildlife, whether that be from the mosquitoes, invasive species, both plants and animals, all the while encouraging people to live harmoniously with the wildlife around them. Hopefully, these downward declines that many of Hawaii's birds are facing can be reversed, and the EEV can once again be one of Hawaii's most common forest birds. And that wraps up this episode on one of the endemic species of honeycreepers found in Hawaii, the EEV. I hope you learned some cool things about this amazing species and some of the threats it faces. If you did, please consider donating to one of the conservation organizations like Birds Not Mosquitoes, the Maui Forest Bird Recovery Program, and the Kauai Forest Bird Recovery Program to help protect this species and all of the amazing unique species that are native to Hawaii. If you like this episode, feel free to give it a like and follow this podcast on your favorite listening platform. And as always, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Kayla Fisk Birds. See you soon, all you lovely bird nerds, and have a great day.